You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
We've got many hospitals that within the next few weeks are not going to be able to make payroll. We have hospitals that are having to pay vendors with their own personal credit cards from the management team. It's a dire situation.
Good morning, everybody. That's Jan Emerson of the California Hospital Association describing what her institution, like others in the state of California, have been doing in the waiting game, the 70-day waiting game for a California state budget. The state legislature is 70 days late in approving a budget. It's not simply because people can't agree. It's because there is a fiscal crisis in California, a crisis that is mirrored in states all across the country. California is just the biggest, by no means the most unusual. Joining us now is Julie Small, state capitol reporter for Southern California Public Radio, KPCC. Julie, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure, John.
You know, the fiscal woes of individual states bear directly on the politics of this election campaign as people see real harms and real economic hardship because of each of these state legislatures not being able to deal with their state budgets. What's going on in California and how politically significant is it? We already know that Arnold Schwarzenegger didn't go to the Republican National Convention over this crisis.
That's right. In fact, many legislators that wanted to go to the conventions, the Republican National Convention and the Democratic National Convention, didn't get to go, had to stay home, stay in for recess, as it were, because we have this $15 billion deficit that we're trying to close and no political agreement on how to do it. And we have Democrats wanting to raise taxes and do a combination of taxes and cuts and saying that you can't just cut your way out of a budget deficit like this. It'll be too harmful to the public. You have Republicans saying, you know, the economy is too weak. You can't start taxing people now on top of everything else that they're going through with rising gas prices and food prices. We just shouldn't raise taxes on people. And then you have a Republican governor who's trying to find a compromise. He actually came out and said, well, let's raise the sales tax, which was extraordinary for our governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to do because he said he'd never do it. But that was roundly rejected by his party, and so you have him not really being able to pull the votes from the Republican side. Not looking good, and actually there's a rumor flying around our state capitol as of yesterday that he might be recalled, that there might be a campaign to recall him as governor of California.
That's how he became governor to begin with.
Well, that's right.
Legislators don't want to take any of the pain, but Californians don't really have that choice. What have you found?
Oh, well, the crisis is getting very bad. You know, we're used to late budgets because we pass one late almost every year, you know, but a couple of weeks late maybe. Now we're into 70 days, and it's really starting to have an effect, especially as you played that clip earlier, hospitals in California. Anybody who serves the low-income Californians who provides health care to them, we're talking hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, homes for the developmentally disabled, adult daycare services, they haven't received any payments since the end of July. The California state government owes them about $3 billion. And the situation is especially bad for rural hospitals. We have about 30 of them. And I spoke to Jim Haas, who runs the Mountains Community Hospital in Lake Arrowhead. It's the only hospital within 45 minutes of an area that's just outside of Los Angeles. His point is, you know, people's medical needs don't stop just because the state legislature's budget can't pass a budget. And here's what he had to say.
People still come to the hospital, come to the emergency room. They need to be fed. They need to have their pharmaceuticals. They need to be treated, and that all takes manpower, supplies, and we have to buy them from vendors and pay our people.
Jim Haas says he's owed about $800 million by the state of California. He's
Wow.
run out of cash reserves, and he's planning to file for bankruptcy in 2 weeks, and that's so he can keep his doors open, you know, and just hopefully buy some time.
That's incredible. Outside of the medical sector, where else are institutions feeling the pinch?
Well, definitely education. You know, school districts are not getting paid. And this month, if the budget doesn't get passed by the end of September, they'll be missing out on a big payment. They're scrambling to get loans. And because of the national credit crisis, that's gotten much harder to do. Community colleges in particular, I spoke to Eric Skinner with the California Community Colleges Chancellor's Office, and he said that the state owes them a lot of money, and they're going to have to come up with collectively about $1 billion by the end of this month, and that is not money that they're going to get reimbursed for. And here's what he had to say about that.
It's a tough time to try to borrow money. You know, everybody is facing higher costs, and those costs are additional costs, unanticipated costs that at the end of the day are going to take dollars out of the classroom.
And, you know, the timing on this is particularly bad because of the rising unemployment and the rising costs of four-year universities. More people are trying to enroll in the community colleges, you know, as a way to save money, as a way to improve their job skills or
and
make a change
careers, that whole thing. No, the timing is awful, and it's very important, the issue there, that the difficulty of being able to borrow affects state governments and certainly localities who try to sell bonds most directly, and that bears directly on the delivery of services to people in all these states around the United States. Julie Small, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Julie Small is State Capitol reporter for Southern California Public Radio, KPCC. She spoke with us from Oakland, California.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.